Lydia Zaruba, Summer Campbell, and Aubrey Johansson beginning this bottom of the first. Zaruba, the left-handed swinger, going to be working against Tunick. Here comes the first pitch from Tunick. She rocks and fires. It is taken a little bit low, and Tunick falls behind on the first pitch. 1-0. Zaruba batting 442. Speedster. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. She shows bunt, pulls back, called strike. Count evens up at 1-1. Tunick pitching in 25 games for the Jayettes. 10-15 on the season. Has all 10 wins for the Jayettes. Here comes the 1-1, taken for a strike. Count is 1-2. Opponent's batting average, 282 against Tunick on the season. As she struck out 94, she has an ERA of 4.64 coming into tonight's game. Here comes the 1-2 to Zaruba. It's going to be put in play. Ground ball to Callie Welch. Fires over to first, and they'll beat the speedy Zaruba by a step as we have our first out in the bottom of the first inning on the ground out. Summer Campbell, the right fielder for the Mustangs, batting 290 coming in. One of the lower averages you'll see on this DCG team, which is still very respectable, at 290. She'll take the first pitch, crosses the heart of the plate, a Tunick ahead in the count, 0-1. Just underway as the sun continues to set here in Dallas Center. Here comes Tunick's 0-1. She rocks and fires. It swung at, flare out to Naring in center field. She'll charge in, get underneath it for out number two. Two quick counts to begin this bottom of the first, but a two-out rally can strike at any time when the senior, Aubrey Johansson, steps in, batting 462 on the year with 8 home runs, 42 RBIs. She'll take the first pitch, called a strike. Defensively for the Jayettes, Barkley on left, Naring in center, Erickson in right. Left side of the infield, Atwell and Callie Welchel. Right side, Kerrigan Welchel and Bell. Steva behind the plate. Tunick rocks and fires the 0-1. Half swing, no swing. And the count evens up at 1-1. Johansson hitting 462 on the year, the right-handed bat. Here comes the 1-1 from Tunick. Rocks and fires. Ground ball hit to Kerrigan Welchel at second. She'll field it over to first. And that's how our first inning comes to a close. No hits, no runs, no one left on base. We go to the top of the second. Still no score here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Sports Network. Still no score here in Dallas Center. Your Perry Jayettes in action tonight as they take on the Dallas Center Grime Mustangs. We go to the top of the second. We shall see Macy Tunick, Maddie Hollingsworth, and Cassidy Atwell. If anyone can reach, Callie Steva. Macy Tunick in the dish. The right-handed swinger takes the first pitch inside from Johansson. Count is 1-0. Johansson ready for her second inning of work, working against her counterpart. Here comes the 1-0. Rock and fire swung through by Tunick. May have chased a pitch low that time. Evens things up at 1-1. Here comes Johansson's 1-1. Swung at by Tunick. A flare out to right field. Getting underneath it and making the play is Campbell. So that was an easy out number one. Maddie Hollingsworth stepping in. She was a big part of the rally for the Jayettes on Saturday. She'll take the first pitch high for a ball. Hollingsworth hitting for Barkley. Barkley playing defensively. Hollingsworth, he just gets to come into the batter's box a couple times tonight and see what she can do with the lumber in her hands. Here comes the 1-0. She'll take it all the way. Evens things up at 1-1 as Johansson's able to fire a strike after the first pitch ball. As the third baseman, Yule, playing even with the bag. Off-speed pitch, and Hollingsworth was a mile in front of it. Great time for Johansson to take a little something off of that one. And the senior now ahead in the count, 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be a fastball just inside. Great eyes by Hollingsworth this time. DCG has 13 seniors on this roster compared to Perry's just six. But Coach Luderman really happy with how her seniors have been playing down this stretch. And her senior right there, Hollingsworth, takes the 2-2 for a ball. And now we are at a full count, 3-2. Johansson in danger of walking the first hitter she's seen tonight. Hollingsworth takes it inside corner. It's a called strike. So that is the third strike by Johansson. She's caught three girls looking now. Cassidy Atwell will be stepping in for Perry, the third baseman. Atwell came into the playoffs hitting 188. She'll take the first pitch over the heart of the plate, 0-1. Atwell behind in the count. She'll need to battle now, 0-1. Two outs in the second. Swinging through the pitch is Atwell, and she's now in the hole, 0-2. Johansson might be smelling another strikeout ahead in the count, 0-2. Swinging through it is Atwell, and that will be out number three in the inning. Strikeout swinging by Atwell. No hits, no runs, nobody left on base. You're listening to Perry J. Yet Softball on KDLS. Still no score as we go to the bottom of the second.